With the advent of more aesthetic fixed appliances, the use of white-coloured or aesthetic arch wires is increasing. Interestingly, there has been little objective or subjective aesthetic evaluation of the appearance of these wires after they have been used, and this was the aim of this new paper that appeared in Orthodontics and Craniofacial Research. The paper was called A Prospective Cohort Study Assessing the Appearance of Retrieved Aesthetic Orthodontic Arch Wires, and the lead author was Dr. Collier. The aim of the research was to evaluate the aesthetic performance of three commercially available NITAI aesthetic orthodontic wires. In order to do this, they carried out a prospective cohort study of patients who were 18 years or older in the permanent dentition and were due to undergo orthodontic treatment. 50 of their participants were assigned to one of three 0.014-inch NITAI aesthetic wires. These were the American Orthodontics Everwhite, the Forestident Biocosmetic, and the GAC High Aesthetic. The wires were fitted and were then retrieved after they had been used for 6 weeks. They then used a visual analog scale to record their perception of the arch wire aesthetics both pre and post treatment. They also evaluated the total coating loss using a special jig and recording instrument. All 50 patients completed the study. Most of the patients were female and the mean age was 35 years. The average time that the wires were kept in place was 44 days. They showed that the American Orthodontics Everwhite wires exhibited the greatest coating loss. This was followed by the Forestident Biocosmetic and the GAC High Aesthetic. Their data analysis showed that the GAC and the Forestident wire performed better than the American Orthodontics wire. When they measured the coating loss, again they found that the American Orthodontics Everwhite exhibited the highest level of coating loss, followed by the Forestident and the GAC wire. Again, the GAC and the Forestident wires were statistically different from the American Orthodontics wire. Their overall conclusions were that after intraoral use, there is an increase in coating loss, and this does lead to greater metal show, and this varies between the arch wires. I thought that this was a clinically relevant prospective study, as the appearance of wires in aesthetic appliances must be important to our patients. I did spot that the patients were fitted with different makes and types of brackets, and the type of bracket may have influenced the performance of the wires, but the authors pointed out that the coating loss was not always related to the positions of the brackets, and they felt that this did not have an influence on the results. Finally, I thought that this was a very interesting clinically relevant study, and it certainly illustrates that we should have a better evaluation of the equipment that we use before they are released for general clinical use.